changed my life. It was a very traumatic experience. I had depression and anxiety from it and trust issues, but I've resolved the depression and anxiety.
Coming to events like this, how did you want to get involved? Why did you want to get involved?
I wanted my story to be heard and to encourage other people to speak out about their stories as well. And if we can get people to speak out, we might be able to get justice for some people. And also, we got a lot of professionals attending, so they can learn how to speak to victims and how to treat them properly.
When this happened to you, did you tell someone, or did you keep quiet for a while?
I kept quiet for about 8 months, but in that time I told a friend I trusted, and it was from there that it began to eat me away at me, and then I spoke to my mum about it after 8 months.
And what was that like to tell your mum?
It was a bit scary, because obviously it's a massive shock to her, but she helped me through it, and we went to the police.
And how did you find the response from other people when they found out what had happened?
Some people were supportive, but I still got a lot of horrible messages from people. They didn't believe me, or they thought I was lying about it. Because I'm speaking out about my story now, a lot of people have said that if I can talk about it, it obviously didn't affect me that badly, and that I'm just exaggerating on it.
And how does that make you feel when they say things like that?
It used to upset me, but now I don't really care about them, because I know the truth, I know what happened, and I'm more focused on helping people that deserve the help rather than the horrible comments.
What's it like for people that have endured something like this? Have you spoken to other survivors? What stories have they told you?
Since talking about my story, I've had a lot of people tell me their stories. Some people have said they've never spoken to anyone before until they've spoken to me. So it is having an impact. But it's traumatising to go through something as horrible as that. But you just have to stick together and come out the other side.
And how did you find the support with the authorities?
The police were okay, but we didn't get any justice from it. My case didn't go to court, so obviously that was really difficult for me at the time. But looking back, they did the best they could.
If someone's listening to this that is in a situation where they are being abused, what would you say to them?
Not to be silenced and to speak out. Speak out to somebody you trust. There are SARC units, victim support, rape crisis. There's a load of networks out there that can help people who are being abused. Doesn't mean you'll have to go to the police if you don't want to, but they'll support you in what you're going through.